This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to bring in super friend of the show here on Baskin and Phelps. He is Chris Rose. We all know him, pride of Northeast Ohio. You can always watch him on Intentional Talk, on ESPN, MLB Network, and, of course, BattleBots and NFL Network. That's why he is the man, and he is Chris Rose. And right now, he's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hello, guys. How are you?
Hi, Chris. Good. How's the weather out there today? Good?
Do you want to know? Or you?
Yeah, no, just because we have bad weather here. The sun's finally shining, and that's fine. I just like to hear somebody is in warm weather.
Yes. Well, yes, we are. And it'll probably be 70-something. And, you know, it's why we pay, 87% in taxes, guys. Most days you can just walk outside and it's sunny. So there you go.
Problem is you can't eat the sun, right?
I mean, I wouldn't suggest it. I'm not a doctor nor a nutritionist, but I'd probably say no.
That's what they would say. When I lived in Montana, it was gorgeous out there. And people would be like, oh, my God, it's so gorgeous out there. And I'm like, you can't eat the mountains, man. You got to make some money.
Yeah. Okay, that's an interesting thought process. I don't know what you were doing at the time to come up with that, but okay. What do we got going today?
Welcome
I don't know,
to my
Chris.
Life,
I just want to talk about a lot of things.
My life.
Hey,
right
let's
there.
Start with baseball playoffs expansion because that was a huge hot topic yesterday. Do you like the proposals that might be coming out here about baseball playoff expansion? Start there.
So I've done a bunch of radio shows over the last 24 or 48 hours on this topic, and I always start by asking the host, what has been the fan reaction so far? So why don't you fill me in on that?
Well, Phelps came up with his own plan.
Everybody's
so we've
in
been
on
talking
the Phelps
about
plan, Chris.
Phelps. Do you really want to hear the Phelps plan?
Maybe I'll table that momentarily.
General reaction is it's been split. Some folks really want to see more playoff teams, despite the fact that they play 162 games, and you clearly know who the best teams are.
That's what Jeff thinks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's what I say. I think it's good, first of all. People love playoff baseball. And so, last year I took a look at the National League standings and I kind of kicked around, well, what would have happened had we had the 17 format per league? And you would have had an amazing last week, certainly in the National League, for the bottom few spots. And you had, I think, the Mets at like 86 wins. They would have been the sixth seed. You had the Diamondbacks at 85. You had the Cubs at 84, who would have just missed out. And Philly, which kind of shut it down the last few weeks of the season, was at 81. So you would have had all that excitement going into the last week. Not to mention teams that kind of, sometimes guys get shut down the last three or four weeks of the season. Their team's five games out. They feel like, okay, we can't really make a run. But now, if they go to this proposed system, you're going to see teams going full throttle the entire way, which I think is kind of good. I understand the reality show aspect of it that some people say, well, really? That's so weird. Well, of course it's weird. It's never been done before. But could you imagine, like, take last year in the American League, if Brian Cashman, the GM of the Yankees, and Aaron Boone, the manager, have to sit there on TV and try and pick between playing the Rays, the Indians, and the Red Sox in the first round. Like, good luck with that. It's totally bizarre, but it's kind of fun.
I agree. I think the other thing is the thought of having a best of three is anything's better than the one game. Because I just don't think baseball's built like that. I love the thought of that.
Yeah. Yes, although I kind of threw a wrinkle into it yesterday because we asked on the show, is there something you would change? And for me, I think you have to do something to benefit seeds 2, 3, and 4 as well, much more so than just having the series at home. Because if you look at baseball playoffs and home field advantage from 2000 through 2017, I think it was one of the websites, maybe 538 or whatever, did a study on home field advantage in the postseason. Like NFL, NBA, those are like 65% clips.
Right.
And baseball was like 54%.
Huh.
So you're talking about almost a coin flip. So I almost would like to see it where the road team has to sweep a three-game series. The other team just has to win one.
Hmm.
Really?
How about this one? How about the team with the higher seed gets a DH and the other team has to use their pitcher? They've got a hit.
Oh my God.
I'm just throwing out crazy ideas. And Jeff's got a crazy one.
Nuts. Now you're going nuts.
Well, if we're going to have fun, let's have fun.
Yeah, why not? I mean, here's the thing I can't stand. I think people have to be open-minded about this. Because if you sit here and you say, well, no, I'm a traditionalist. Well, first of all, you better not be the fan of an American League team. Because that tradition went away in 1973 with the DH. And then you really better not be a fan of the 2014 San Francisco Giants. Because they won the World Series when they were the second wild card, which didn't even come into fruition until 8 years ago. You better not have been a Marlins fan at all because they won their two World Series as a wild card. That came in the mid-90s. You better not have been a fan of the 2004 Red Sox because they were a wild card team. Like, it's just, this is how we make progress in this country. We have change.
But, Chris, let me ask you this, though.
Yep.
You've just run through a whole bunch of changes in. You could make the argument that baseball's not as popular as it used to be. So perhaps the more it changes, the less popular it becomes?
I don't think that's the case. I don't think that's the case. I think that's more of a societal change in terms of what catches our attention, tempo. I mean, there's things that you can't change in baseball that, I mean, it is a slower sport. It just is. There's no clock, right? I mean, it's one of the few sports that doesn't have a clock. So that's just naturally the way it is. Some people love it, the idea of that. Some people can't stand it. So I don't think it's the change necessarily that is taking away from the sport. I'd love to hear from people as to why or why not they're, you know, they're fans of a particular sport, right?
Right. Jeff, give him your idea. I just want to, Chris, I need to hear your reaction, but you got
to
give him the 30
seconds. Yeah, give it to me, quick.
Give him the 30
seconds.
Here's
a quick one. You divide the season into three mini seasons. Let's call them spring, summer, and fall. 54 games each. You win the first 54 games, you get a playoff spot. You win the next one, you get a playoff spot. You win the third, you get a playoff spot. And then the fourth playoff team from each league is the team with the best overall record. If you win two of the seasons, then the top two teams with the best overall records get in. You go down to four teams, and you do it that way instead, keeping regular season games throughout extremely relevant all season long, because you can win three championships to get in. And if you happen to win like all three and have the best record, you have home games throughout your entire league playoffs. There are kinks in the system. You got to work them out, but it was just something I thought of to take it the other direction. Rather than expanding the playoffs to create interest, let's make the regular season more interesting. And this would do that. Something to think about.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm always willing to listen to whatever is on the table. You kind of lost me a little bit just in case the team wins all three of their seasons, and then who else fills out the rest of the playoffs?
Teams with the best overall records.
Yeah, okay. I'm all for trying different things, but I do think that more teams in the playoffs gives more fan bases hope, right? I mean,
yes.
Would you, if the Indians, let's say, were a 7 seed 1 year, would you not watch the playoffs?
But if your team was awful in the first 54 games and then you made a trade, you can win another 54-game season and get your playoff spot, making the regular season much more relevant.
Yeah, but I still think the regular season becomes relevant. It just shifts.
All right, well, let me bounce this one off you.
Yes.
In the last 10 years, 10 teams with the best records in their respective leagues have been knocked out in the division series.
Right.
You played 162. Don't you know which team is the best team, Chris?
Not in this sport. It's different. Wow. It's different. It's all about matchups. Like, nobody wanted to play Washington. You knew that going in with those when they added Patrick Corbin to the mix. I mean, you're talking about three of the 12 best or 15 best starting pitchers in baseball on one staff. I don't think anybody else could claim that. So you knew that if they got hot and they started using Strasburg and Scherzer out of the bullpen the way they did, that, you know, it could spell doom for a team like the Dodgers. And that's exactly what happened. So you just, you know, that's why everybody's, you know, today on MLB Network at 4 Eastern, we're going to have the Mookie Betts-David Price trade. And everybody says, oh, okay, well, that punches the Dodgers' ticket to the World Series. Not necessarily. You only got to be better for 1 week than the Dodgers if you play them in a five-game series. And the Nationals were. So that's just the nature of the sport. In the NBA, I mean, nothing changes. It's the same rotations during the playoffs. It's the same guys on the court. NFL, you got to be better for 60 minutes. And we know weird things can happen, like the Titans can win a couple of games against pretty good teams in New England and Baltimore. But in baseball, the most important guy changes several times a game, and that's the guy throwing the baseball.
Chris, let me switch gears on you. Myles Garrett reinstated by the league today. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, it's good for him. You know, he's got an image to repair, I think, for a lot of people. You know, it's hard to believe what it's been since November that this happened. So we're talking about 3 full months. And he's going to have to sit down and start doing some interviews, is my guess. You'll see that come to fruition shortly. And, you know, I think we all know Myles Garrett as a guy. I think he just snapped. And I'd be curious to hear his side of this whole thing. Some people won't forgive him forever, and that's their prerogative. And then other people will just say, hey, listen, it's probably a moment where he just kind of blacked out and lost it. So I'll be curious to see how he's able to move on from that and handle those sort of situations. Because we know him. He's a super interesting guy, right?
Yes, he is.
And I imagine this has weighed very heavily on him over the last several months.
Chris, I thought it was interesting you said he'll do interviews now. Do you think he took the right road to get back to the league faster because of the way he handled things? Now, I know, you know, there's still talk about what was actually said on the field and that he may have been fired up because there were some racial slurs. But I think the way he handled things could be a lesson to other players. Go to the league office, especially if you're a guy who's been known of good character prior to an incident like that. Go to the league office, see what the commissioner wants you to do to pay your pence. Do what you need to do and just be, you know, clean. And I think things get cleaned up a lot faster. Otherwise, yeah, I mean, if he starts running his mouth after this happens and he kind of makes the commissioner's office upset, I mean, he could have sat out a year for this thing.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose he could have, yeah. I mean, I don't know what other tact he could have taken. Really, I mean...
Oh, he could have gone on the media bandwagon and started talking to everybody and saying, you know, this is a joke, and I mean, that's the other... That would have been another way to do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think that's Myles Garrett, though. That's why.
It's also pretty indefensible. It really is. Even regardless of what was said, you know, that sort of action is... I don't know what else he could... Hey, listen, did he handle it the right way? Absolutely. And now he's back. Yeah, I mean, because remember, if you hit the rewind button, there were a lot of people who were saying this should be a year suspension. We'll see him, you know, it should be a full 16 games. It should at least carry into next year. And now it won't. And I think that's obviously great news for Myles Garrett. Equally great news for the Browns, who don't have to answer training camp questions about, okay, how are you going to replace Miles the first X number of games in 2020? That's not what you want with a new coaching staff and regime.
Chris, give me the lowdown on what you've got going on for Major League Baseball with intentional talk and everything you're doing with that, with spring training, you know, here, now.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, pitchers and catchers, which is awesome. That'll feel great. And so we'll just have a ton of interviews from spring training going on. I haven't even seen the March schedule yet, so I don't know if I'm going down there or when I'm going down. Usually go to Arizona, but we'll see what transpires. And we have a gazillion spring training games on our network, which is always nice because it allows you to kind of dip in and out and check out, especially with all the player movement we had in this sport.
Yeah.
It's good kind of refresher course to see who went where.
Nice. Chris, thank you. As always, we always appreciate your time, and we will be talking to you next week.
Thanks, Chris.
You got it. And Jeff, you want to write a full proposal on your playoff proposal?
I'm sending it to Mr. Manfred.
Would you put it on your show if he gives it to you? Call it the Phelps playoff plan?
Yeah, I mean, we could probably give you some sort of credit.
Thanks. Jeff, there you go, man. Trying to make you famous. Chris Rose can make you famous, Jeff. Not just for your Cavaliers.
Chris,
act.
That's the best. Thanks, buddy. Thanks,
for a nominal fee, guys. Nominal fee.
Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you later.
All right, boy.
Oops, sorry. Chris, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and you can always watch him on MLB Network, ESPN with Intentional Talk. You can see him on BattleBots and the NFL Network as well. He's also the pride of Northeast Ohio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.